Welcome to the Let Good Things In show. I'm your host, Amanda Acker. I am so happy you are here. At the Let Good Things In show, we talk all about second chances, resiliency, following your intuition, and even music. Listen to hear stories of hope and to be inspired. Remember, you are stronger than you think. Let's dive in. Hi, my amazing humans. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I just wanted to, first of all, apologize for not releasing anything in the past few weeks. It's been crazy over here, and I have been working really hard at deciding where I actually want to take this podcast. And finally, I landed on it. The Let Good Things In show is going to retire. This will be the last episode released. For now, who knows, maybe it'll come back in the future. But I do not have the capacity to make two podcasts at the same time. So what I'm going to be doing moving forward is going to look a little bit different than the Let Good Things In show. First of all, I want to thank all of you for being listeners and sharing the episodes and making it what it has become. It has been a wonderful experience, and I'm just so grateful. But the new podcast is going to be coming out this winter, and it is going to be centered around pre-entry and re-entry for the incarcerated and formerly incarcerated. The reason why I am changing the show is because this is what is most important to me. When you are convicted of a felony, which is what I can speak on, it may be different for misdemeanors, but with a criminal record at all, your life becomes completely different forever. I lived in shame and guilt for about 13 years of my life after incarceration because I thought that all I was worth were laborious jobs or minimum wage jobs, and I would never be able to properly take care of myself, let alone my children. And through the Let Good Things In show, I discovered that there's so much more out there for those with criminal records that I didn't even know. There's so much out there, and there's so much that can be accomplished even with a criminal record, but the barriers shouldn't be so high. This is why I'm going to be launching the new show, and it's going to be called Bridge. Bridge will stand for Battleground Reentry, Integrate, Debate, Generate, Educate. This show will have guests who have been incarcerated, who may still be incarcerated, organizations that are working to create pre-entry and re-entry programs, those who already have established programs, and also those who may have an opposing view on re-entry, because I feel that every voice needs to be heard and these conversations need to be had across the board, no matter what side you're on. I feel that it is important that we understand why someone may oppose re-entry and have that open discussion in a safe place. Not somewhere where there's going to be yelling and screaming, but an educated discussion around, well, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel that someone who's been convicted of a crime should continue to suffer consequences for the rest of their lives? It's a good question to be asked to someone who may have a differing view than me and probably most of my listeners. I think that this show is going to be amazing. I already have some amazing guests lined up around the subject, and I'm really excited to launch the new project. Today, I just want again to thank all of you for being here with me on this journey of the Let Good Things In show. And I hope to see you on the other side once Bridge is launched in a couple of months. Recording will start in October, and I'm hoping to have the first episode released in November. Stay tuned, and if you're not already following me or connected with me on LinkedIn, that is where I've been spending the majority of my time lately, please find me over there. Just search Amanda Acker, A-C-K-E-R, and send me a connection request, and I would be more than happy to have you as a connection over there. If you're not a LinkedIn person and you don't really do social media at all, please feel free to send me an email, and then I will make sure to let you know when Bridge is launched. Amanda@AmandaAcker.com. Again, Acker is spelled A-C-K-E-R. And As always, remember, you are stronger than you think, and you can have the life you imagine, regardless of your past. I will talk to you all soon.